Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Daryl Peel. We're talking about the latest cattle on feed report with Daryl in just a moment. Let Farm Data Services help you. Want to know where your money is really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs. FSA program analysis, appraisals, plus crop insurance. Let Farm Data Services work for you and handle those tedious accounting tasks that nobody likes to do. Come time to get a loan or do taxes, you'll be glad you did. Check them out, farmdataservices.com.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
There were two very significant cattle industry reports issued this last Friday by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's NAS, the National Ag Statistics Service. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us again. We've already talked about the cattle inventory report with Daryl. Now we're going to turn our attention today to the cattle on feed set of numbers. Daryl, tell me about the numbers and what jumps out.
You bet. This July cattle on feed report really was well anticipated. Placements in the month of June came in down 2.4% in total. Marketings were about 2% above a year ago. And again, both of those were just very close to expectations. The on-feed total as of July 1st was just a tick over last year at 100.4% of last year's total. The thing that's in this report that I think is significant, perhaps, is it's the second month in a row almost identical to what we did in the last monthly cattle on feed report. Even though the placements are down in total, this month 2.4%, last month I think it was like 2.1%, placements of cattle under 700 pounds this month is up 4.1%. It was up about 5% last month, while the placements of cattle over 700 pounds is down 6.1% this year. So, you know, what's really emphasized in the last 2 months that, you know, the way we're able to not be dropping placements more than we are is because we're placing a lot of lightweight cattle now, but that also means that they won't be there later to place, and so it's going to catch up with us here at some point.
Daryl, when you look at those lightweight placements, what does that tell you in regards to the impact from the drought? How much drought impact is there with those lightweight placements, you think, over these last couple of months, as you mentioned?
You know, the drought is kind of aiding and abetting this. I think feedlots are just trying to hold numbers. That's what they need to do. They're trying to keep their volumes up, keep the feed mill running. So they're placing kind of whatever they can get. The drought is helping that because it's forcing some people to move some cattle in. And so, the two are kind of co-conspirators in this process. So, those lightweight cattle will stay on feed longer. It takes a longer time to finish them. That's going to help these feedlots hold those numbers for a while. But the rate of marketings here should slow down at some point in time because there's really less cattle flowing through the system. They're just spending more time in the feedlots while they're there.
Daryl, you know, when you look at these heifer numbers that we're seeing in the on-feed numbers, numbers that are, of course, in that cattle inventory report as well, signaling that we are down on beef replacement females rather significantly. You know, what are you looking at in this cattle on-feed report in regards to the heifer numbers?
This surprises me, I guess, because we've had elevated heifers on-feed. Of course, heifer slaughter has been high. First half of the year, heifer slaughter's up about 3.8%. And so, you know, for the heifers to be up at one point is fine. We slaughter them. It should come down. But in fact, in this July quarterly breakdown, heifers are still up 3% on a year-over-year basis. The steers on feed are down 1.1%. So I'll be honest with you, I don't really know where we're getting all these heifers from, but apparently we still have some more in the feedlot, although it clearly probably does indicate that, again, heifers that might have been held for replacements are not being, they're being diverted into the feedlots.
I guess what, at some point, Daryl, is it safe to say we're going to run out of heifers?
That's exactly right. We are, we're liquidating females at a pretty rapid rate with the cow slaughter pace that we've seen this year, the heifer slaughter pace, And the fact that there's a lot of heifers still in the feedlot says that we're continuing to place those heifers, and we're going to continue to slaughter those heifers. So, yeah, we're pulling down female numbers pretty rapidly.
Lightweight placements, but also quite a few heifer replacements in the mix right now. So says livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com. Want to remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check them out. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.